Kim is so merciful that the chanting, anyone can chant. We don't have any requirements. We go on the streets and chant Hare Krishna and ask everybody to go in and do asking to fingers, chant the Hare Krishna mantra and go in quiet to what drugs they've been taking or what their eating habits are or anything like that. They can chant. But if one wants to actually take full advantage of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, then we have to follow the process. The Sanskrit word for process is sadhana. There's sadhana, there's the process, and then there's sadhya, the goal. So the goal is Krishna prayer. By the way, on the way to the goal, one stops at a marker, which is called liberation, and keeps on going. That's just an immediate automatic byproduct of the process of chanting. So what one is committing oneself to, as you're committing yourself to, is both the sadhana and the subject. You're now making your aim of your life, the attainment of true love of God, Krishna prayer, and by the process given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is the proper cultivation of the Hare Krishna mantra. This cultivation is to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra while trying to give up offenses. That's the meaning of practice. If we chant the Hare Krishna mantra but do not follow the process of trying to give up offenses, then it will not be very effective. Some effect will be there, but it will be imperceptible. This is what Prabhupada compares to cooking with smoke. If one wants to making a fire to cook your breakfast, and you want to eat, and you eat one at a time, you have to have a hot fire while your porridge is if there's smoke, if your fuel is wet, then how long will it take? Cooking the smoke is not very effective. It's quite inconvenient because your eyes water, your lungs fill with smoke, you get soot all over your body. It's hot and it's peeling up. You wait and you wait and you wait and you wait. So that's what happens to people sometimes. They've been chanting for a very, very long time. Don't seem to get very far. We have so many problems at one time. But the thing is, one has to have dry fuel. That is, one has to follow the process. So the process is chant while trying to give up offenses. If you're committing offenses and not doing anything about it, this will not be very effective. It can be expected that in the beginning there will be some offenses. That's really not anything to be wondered about, but what's in our control is what we can try to become free from these offenses. So their offenses are here. These are all considered to be offenses against the Holy Name. Now we also say, there's 10 offenses, and we also say it's also an offense in the sense of our chanting. It's a little unfortunate in some ways that we say, by the way, in the sense of it, to go with a footnote, because really, inattentiveness is the breeding ground of all the offenses. In fact, if you look at every offense against the Holy Name, you can analyze it down to one way or another of being inattentive. In the list of the 10 offenses, there is Akti Pramada, Well, not numbers, in terms of it, says upti pramana, especially inattentiveness. Well, pramadaha really means insanity. But here it means a kind of distraction of the mind. And it really means not to be efficient. So, the Brahmin devotees who dedicated their lives to propagating the holy name of the Lord, well, this is one way of not speaking about Krishna. I'm seeing the devotees who are separate from Krishna and from their mission, and so they make some mistake or do something that irritates me, like using a sock around in the temple or something. I can't start to rant or rave about them. And so I have to say, oh, these are a great souls who've left their job here. They're so absorbed in expiate consciousness. And I'll pick up their sock. So, I should remember who the devotees are, servant to the holy name, and therefore the very dear to the holy name. Another way of forgetting Krishna is to being distracted, is to focus my attention on the worship of other gods, thinking them to be the same as their name to claim in the name of Lord Vishnu, or to be independent, to disobey the order of the spiritual master. The spiritual master is the servant of the holy name. He's going to give the holy name, the instructions of the spiritual master are not the instructions of Krishna, who is specifically for him. So that's another way of neglecting or being distracted from the Krishna. Similarly, blasting the Vedic literature, or the literature that pursues the Vedic religion. To consider the glories of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra to be imagination. But it's a wonderful thing to say about the chanting of Hare Krishna. That in the Hare Krishna mantra is chanted, it gives Krishna praise. And that when it's achieved enough to cure him, it gives Krishna praise. But even when our chanting is not pure, and just when it's becoming pure, when it's not the holy name, but the dawn and light of the holy name, that chanting was just manifest while the temples are still there, but we're earnestly and diligently trying to become free from it. That chanting, that nama bhakta, is enough to be liberated. You think this is an exaggeration? Then that's also a form of insanity. Distraction from the holy name. To give some interpretation of the holy name of the Lord. It does seem to work. Why is that? The ladies want to endorse in theory. In theory, it's endorsing. But before that, I heard a Western right in theory. Before that, I heard some theory about oxygenation in the blood. You know, all these kinds of things. In the Harinam Shintana, the Bhaktivinoda Thakura makes five and six a single offense, and therefore this Atikamada Atikamada is an underoffense. In other places, they're separated as two, so we have to put it on this kind of footnote. To commit sinful activities and the strength of chanting the holy name, the proper purpose is to engage the holy name in what sinister purposes. But since it's been standing in Hare Krishna mantra can destroy so many sinful reactions, I don't have to be so much worried. After all, if I do some of these things, go along with the holy action. That's what I would have to do. Then we're sitting there to chanting the holy name. To think of the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra is one of those karma kanda activities of the Vedas. That's also okay. Give details about the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra to a faithless person. That's taking it lightly also. And to have, not have complete faith, we can't live upon the name, maintain material affections, even with understanding some of the instructions on this life. That's a lack of faith in the Holy Name. And only faith means that one should have a full conviction that if I attain the goal of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, I will not be disappointed in any sphere of life. Every department I'll be fulfilled. I'll even be fulfilled in places that I didn't know I was lacking. So we should have this faith. So all of these are different ways of being attentive, but attentiveness is especially singled out because when we are chanting the Holy Name, we have to give our devout attention to the Hare Krishna mantra, especially when we are chanting japa. We can be falling asleep, which is one form of inattentiveness. Or we can be thinking of other things. Our little mind tends to be busy like the squirrels all the time, running around mostly. The squirrels have a purpose, in our minds we have no purpose except to fill up the airways and chatter, usually with nonsense. One has to stop all this. And stop all this, ask, what do we think about when we chant? He says, chanting is from here. So all kinds of, the attention has to be focused on Krishna. You're inviting Krishna to come, you don't pay attention. It's the truth. And so when the mind wanders, bring it down. When the mind wanders, break it down. So we just let it wander, be associated with so many good ideas, and do so many things, and then that's from the attention platform. When our mind wanders, keep going back, and that's from the spirit platform. And it was on the spirit platform. The point is about this, Bhakti Prasada said, that we're not trying to become Krishna conversant. You will not be successful in becoming Krishna in the other way. Also, by the way, when we are not just chanting japa, we're together chanting with drums and kartals in a group, also the mind should wander. If you're playing kartals and your mind wanders, you slow down. So actually we should also concentrate while we're chanting Krishna, chanting japa, all the time we should. Ultimately, we have to concentrate on Krishna all the time. 15 years for that reason, we're asking to chant the holy names of the Lord non-stop. We know we're chanting our japa very well, but it's hard to stop. Because I'm a deep and I want to stop. I want to keep on going. But I have to do some other things on my mind. I continue. Prabhupada says 16 rounds on the beat and innumerable rounds off the beat. So we want to have the whole mental content here, the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. So this attentiveness is very important. And another form of this attentiveness is that we have no particular attraction for the Holy Name. It depends on how the Holy Name is blessed. Do a dhyayati ki samihai janinam bhava. This is indicating this clearing stage of chanting, all the Bhava and Arjuna Vidhi, because when the chanting in this way is trying to get the attention, that's when all the sinful reactions disappear. Just this chanting on this platform destroys all sinful reactions and gives liberation. So you can see Mahaprabhu's mind is you've been so magnanimous, you've given your name so freely, made it so easy to chant, and in spite of all this mercy, I'm still not interested. This is my misfortune. And the misfortune is that I can make a sense of why I want to chant. So realizing this misfortune, now my obligation is to try to chant. I'll be coming to try to keep a thing from being a chant. That's the problem. But we just follow this process. And we're chanting japa, we're chanting the whole name directly, Bhagavan Kirti, we'll always be focusing our mind on Krishna, keeping it from wandering. And then we'll also, in that position, be able to become people with all the other potential and progress nicely to become a Mishra, a Ruchi, a all these other things that are called bhakti, bhava, prema, one after another, to see from the reason. And this is necessary. And this is a process where committing ourselves to initiation, following the process. We're not ready to do that, then just wait. Until you're ready. But this one, if this process is followed, then the spiritual advance and all the benedictions promised, change the heart of the mind, from the mind becomes the spirit, and they say, even higher material existence is extinguished, and the great good fortune of Krishna prema blossoms, opens up like this. I believe it's under the moonlight. Transcendental knowledge is awakened and enlivened. The ocean of transcendental bliss starts to increase and never stops in increasing. All these benefits follow. One's life is fulfilled in every part. By the strength of the transcendental. Okay, so. Very diligently practicing Krishna consciousness. I've gone through a lot of things. Rooming with a lot of Christians. And that is commitment tested in so many ways. Practicing very nicely now. I'm quite satisfied with the progress. What do you want to do with that? Go ahead. Some say now, some say later. Okay, put on that. Go ahead. We still have to keep this down. So what are the four legs? And how many rounds a day would you chat on the screen? Trying to keep attention. So your name is Shraddha, Devi Shraddha. I want to make something clear. The name is Shraddha with a Devi Shraddha padding. The Shraddha Devi. Gotcha. The Shraddha Devi is the goddess, the goddess of the devotional service. According to Bhakti Mahatma, that's a particular name for Shimati Radharani. So you are the main servant of Shraddha Devi. Now, we'll perform that fire sacrifice. March 8th, vows. We have encouraged other people to throw. What about everybody else? Can you get it? Huh? Yeah, make some water. Can I find a place? Make some gas sign open for everybody. When I can't help here come all we get together and thank you. down to mantras. When I come to the end of every mantra, sometimes the group, I'll say the Swaha, means I offer. Just take a little bit of time to get it right. Just one or two, let it go on the fire. Just have a thought if you want, you can do it. Try not to get the grief into an issue. Don't turn the bad grief into the beauty of it. And then at the end, fill out the imagination of the fire. Is that all right? So then, to do this response to you, like what you're doing, at the rich spirit.
Namaste. Namaste. नमस्ते
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 नमस्ते नमस्ते
हे
Namo Samanya Hinaya Ho Namo Samanya Hinaya 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 Namo Namaha Namo Samanya Hinaya Ho Namo Samanya
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,